with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
There was a supermarket by the name of BNC. I don't know what the BNC stood for, praise God, but I tell you what, I began to start looking at it, better Christ, praise God, because he told her to go down to BNC, praise God. She got in her car. She rode down to BNC. She walked as she drove in the parking lot. There was an envelope laying on the ground, and the voice told her to go and park right by the envelope, praise God. She walked and she parked right by the envelope and opened the door where nobody could see what she was doing. And when she picked the envelope up, she opened the envelope up. There was $43 in there. Enough money for her to make grocery, pay her bills, because that was back in the day, y'all. Praise God. You can't tell me that God is not for real. I tell folks today, you can have this world if you want to. Praise God, but give me Jesus. You can have this world if you want to, but give me Jesus, because he is a real God. Praise God, and I don't care where I find myself, I'm going to talk about it. Because I don't know what lies ahead for me. But I'm looking at these folks that's been to the hospital. No doubt in my mind, Brother Bo, when you were laying in that bed, if somebody would have come up to you and told you anything, I pray that you would have shared to with them that you were still here by the grace of God. Praise God. I'm looking at a Brother Hayes sitting back there. There is no doubt in my mind. Praise God, all those trips to Illinois. Praise God, if somebody asks you how in the world you're still doing what you're doing. Praise God, it's by the grace of God. I'm looking at Sister Basco sitting right here. Praise God, if somebody was to ask her, praise God, how in the world are you still here? Praise God, when folks gave you up a long time ago, she'll say it's by the grace. Only by the grace of God. I'm looking at Sister Alt sitting over there. Praise God. They ask you, how you still here? How you still kicking? How you still praising God? You can say it by the grace of Almighty God. That's how you witness. Praise God. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're in the midst of death. Praise God. I was at that funeral yesterday. Brother Bo Kirk and the lady got up and talked about how they went to go see him at the hospital. Praise God. And while he was at the hospital, when she was there to see him, praise God, the thing that he wanted his pastor, praise God, to come over to that church, praise to that hospital. Praise God. I don't know if the pastor made it or not. Praise God, but I guarantee you one thing. If the pastor didn't make it, praise God, he still had a conversation, praise God, with Jesus. He still had a conversation with God. Amen. I don't care if you're on your sick bed. I don't care if you're facing money problems. Praise God. Don't you give up on God. He wants us to live above our circumstances. Reason why he wants you to live above them. Because they coming. Oh, yeah, they coming. Oh, they coming. Remember the time when I was young, I could run all day long, jump all day, get on the basketball court, play. Coach tell us, don't y'all go out there and practice on your own. Praise God, once you finish PT and then when you get in there with our practice, I don't want you to go home and practice. We go home and we start practicing anyway. Praise God, just playing because we had so much energy. Praise God. But you want to know something right now? Praise God, I try to reach for that energy. Don't think I don't keep trying to reach for it. Every time I try to reach for it, look like the energy is backing up. So that lets me know I may not be facing a major circumstances right now, but just keep on getting up in the morning. But praise God, you won't know something if I do get something. I don't care where I am. I may be in Cabrini. I may be in Rapides General. Praise God, wherever I am, if there's a nurse that comes around the bed, if there's a doctor that comes around the bed, praise God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do just like the Apostle Paul. I said, I know I'm laying here, and you looking at all of these charts. But let me ask you, have you looked at one other chart? Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life? Praise God, because if I leave here right now, guess what? I'm going to be shaking hands with my Father. Praise God, because I'm like Paul, absent from this body. I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord. So we see the method, praise God, for making good out of bad. But also we see in this text, verse 19, we see, praise God, the means of getting good out of bad. Let me just read verse 19 again. It says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and what? The supply of the Holy Spirit. In other words, praise God, Paul is telling us two means by which things can turn, that good things can come out and result from something bad. The very first one, praise God, intercessory prayer. I told you I was getting back there. We ought to pray one for another. Paul is thanking these Philippian believers, praise God, for praying for him. That should not be a day that you get up in the morning and don't pray for your brother or your sister in Christ Jesus. There should not be a day that you get up in the morning when you don't pray for your children, mothers if you have children, fathers if you have children. There shouldn't be a day that you get up and you don't say a word over those kids. Praise God. If you got grandkids, if you got great grandkids, praise God, you ought to get up in the morning and say a prayer. And Paul was thankful that those Philippian believers continued to pray for him. Praise God. Praise God. He didn't mind them coming visit. Praise God. See, a lot of times folks want somebody to come visit them. Praise God. Can I throw something in here?
Right, Pastor, throw it out.
This is a free. This is free. This is free. Sometimes when folks go to the hospital, they don't need everybody.
Right, Pastor. Right, Pastor.
Doctors have given them sedatives so they can rest. They trying to arrest you coming in there. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Soon as you leave, somebody else coming in.
Wake him up.
Soon as that one leaves, somebody else coming
in.
My God, praise God. But guess what? From a distance,
you can pray.
Man, I could pray.
Hey. Hey,
amen. That's one thing I know about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit can walk into that room. And if they're resting, praise God, the Holy Spirit won't wake them up.
Yes, sir. Yes,
praise
sir.
God, because the doctor knows what is good for them.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor.
Praise God. So don't feel bad. Tell me, well, you know, I should pray.
Right.
And everybody know you want to see them, but praise God, send up the blind boys of Mississippi says, send up some timber. I'm talking about sending up some prayers. Praise God, because James 5:16 already told us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. Now, I know the scripture don't say man or woman, but it says man, which is generic, which means man that God made. And he made woman and woman.
Yeah.
I mean man and woman.
Yeah.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yeah. Praise God. So if you don't, if I get sick and you don't come to the hospital, no, I'm not going to get mad with you.
No.
All I want you to do is be praying.
Pray. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Just call my name out.
Yeah.
Amen. Just call my name. Praise God. Because guess what? You visited me. You visiting me may not do me any good. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Amen.
Now, that don't mean that y'all should stop going see folk.
Amen. No. Right, Beth.
Just don't go too much.
Right. Stay 10 minutes. Right.
And that's good. Don't stay too long.
10 minutes.
Go on and lay over them and pray. Over them. I got to the hospital the other day when Sister Carr was in the hospital. I knocked on the door. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. And the nurse was getting ready to make around. I said, is Sister Carr still here? And they said, oh, yeah. I said, okay. She said, because I'm getting ready to go in there. And when she opened the door, she says, she is sleeping.
Yeah.
I said, let her sleep. Now I'm going to show you how wisdom check in. I said, let her sleep. You know why? Because I had talked to Sister Anderson and Sister Ivory, who had gone and see her the day before. And she had just expressed to them the fact that she had not slept since she had been in the hospital. Now, what would I look like knowing the woman hadn't slept since Tuesday all the way through Wednesday, and I'm going to go run in there while she's trying to rest and wake her up? All I did was sit there and had a good prayer. Out of this, I said, let her sleep because she needs that rest. But he also gives us another means. He said the power or the supply of the Holy Spirit. Don't you let nobody tell you that the Spirit of God, that this Holy Spirit of God does not give us power. Can I give you an illustration real quick about the power? The Holy Spirit. Can I call on one of those disciples that y'all know real well? One that y'all know real well? Let me call Peter. Brother Jenkins, come up here. You're going to be Peter. Let me show you Peter. Now, y'all know something about Peter. How many Bible readers we have in here? Y'all know something about Peter. I'm talking about Peter. Peter, the same guy that in the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus asked the question. He said, who do men say that I am? Everybody said, well, some say you John the Baptist. Some say you Elijah. Some people say you Jeremiah. Some say you one of the prophets. And bad Peter stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you keep on reading in that 16th chapter, just go on down, just keep on reading. You're going to see where Peter tried to tell Jesus he wasn't going to the cross and Jesus had to put him in place. Get behind me, Satan. I'm talking about Peter, y'all. And not only that, when they came and arrest Jesus, y'all remember that? Praise God. When they came to arrest Jesus, them disciples started scattering like a bunch of rats, getting off of a sinking ship, to include Peter. Peter went so far as he, give me a young girl up here. One of you young, come on up here. Come on. So we see the method of getting good out of bad. We see the means. Mean that we're going to have to pray one for another.
Yeah.
Mean that we're going to have to rely on the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
But praise God, finally we see the motivation. We see the motive of how for getting good out of bad. And praise God, that motive, amen, comes from, praise God, verse 20. And on into verse 21. Look what he said. You see, the motive, the motivation was that what? That Jesus Christ might be magnified. When you magnify something, what do you do to it? Praise God, you enlarge in it. Peter is, Paul is saying, praise God, that Christ be magnified. Not magnified by somebody else. He said that he be magnified in my body. Praise God, I don't care if I live or rest or not, I die. Praise God, I am not going to back off the way I feel about Christ. You see, that's what's wrong with some Christians today. When they get into circumstances, praise God, the God that they know, praise God, they begin to forget about it. But can I remind us, praise God, that when God gets involved with any situation that you have, praise God, it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out to be all right. Amen. Can I close this sermon? Because when I look at Jesus, praise God, Jesus went through a bad situation. Praise God, on Friday, it looked like it was a bad situation. Praise God. They whipped him all night long. Praise God. They led him up a hill called Calvary. Praise God. They took and pierced him in his side. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. That was bad, praise God. But guess what? Look at the good that came out of it. Oh, you can't see the good, praise God, because he died. Praise God. And after he died, praise God, he rose again. But praise God, that's not the good that I'm really talking about. You won't know the good that I'm talking about. Look at me today. Look at you today. Praise God. If I were to come in here and let everybody testify, everybody in here would testify that they are no longer the same. Praise God if they've given their life to Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, there is something good about that. Hallelujah. There is something good about that. We couldn't see the good when he was walking up that hill. We couldn't see the good when they were whipping him all night long. Nobody could see the good when they put the crown of thorns upon his head. Nobody could see the good when they pierced him in his side. Nobody could see the good when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Nobody can see the good, but right now, look at the good. I can no longer just see the good. I'm a part of the good. Hallelujah. He took me out of the mocking mire. Praise God, of sin. Put me on the street. Call straight. And I am running. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the right matter with me? Praise God. Don't tell them that Martin and Phil slipped on a banana peel and hit his head. Just tell him that he is the Son of God, that he is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Nobody could read, nobody could see the good as they read the scripture. But as a result of the scripture, look at all of the good that I'm looking at. Because I said at the outset, every last one of us was a used to be. I don't need to ask you what you used to be, but I know what I used to be. But I'm glad. I'm so 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 glad that I'm no longer a used to be. Young folk, when you find yourself in a circumstance, when you find yourself in a quagmire, when you find yourself, praise God, in a position that you should not be, don't give up on God. Leave it. Keep your mind on Jesus. Praise God, because if he allowed you to go into that quagmire, he's strong enough and he has enough power to be the one to bring you out. That's what you need to be looking for. So I'm so glad. Just like for the Apostle Paul, his situation looked bleak. It looked dismal. But Paul was not looking at his circumstances. He kept his focus on Christ. Didn't forget about it. He said that for me to live but to die is gain. Let me make sure I clarify that for you. What Paul was saying, he said, if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for Christ. Because I want Christ to be magnified in my life. He said, if I live, and there's not a person out here that want to die. There's not a person out here that want to die. Paul is saying that if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for him. I'm going to continue to live for him. But he said that if I have to die at Nero's chopping block, praise God, I'm going to gain the more. There might be somebody in here this morning. And you might be going through some bad stuff right now. My message to you, rise above your circumstances. Because if God is truly in your life, if you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, you know beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt that whatever it is that you are going through, that God is in control. Praise God. I almost want to have one other thing that I can give. One more illustration. Illustration about intercessory prayer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the 12th chapter of Acts, Herod Agrippa was breathing havoc on the church. He had already had James killed. And Peter was waiting his trial. They just postponed it until after Easter. That word didn't say Easter, but it was actually Passover. But guess what happened? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You go back home, read that 12th chapter of Acts. It said that the church, everybody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the church. The church went in prayer for Peter. And as a result of the church going in prayer for Peter, the Bible tells us that Peter was laying down. Peter was resting good. Peter wasn't concerned. Go back and read it. Peter was asleep, y'all. The angel had to wake him up. angel said, "Tap, Peter, get up. Put your shoes on. Put your robe on." In other words, he's telling him, "You're getting ready to go for a little trip." And they tell me that the angel took Peter by the hand. Because you know Peter was, he was hooked up to one guard. There was a guard at the door. There was a guard at the front door, the back door, the side door. Peter, the angel took Peter and walked him on through there. Got him on out in town. And it's all to let you know that the angel went on about his business. Peter went to goes to Mary's house where they were having church. Oh, little girl by the name of Rhoda comes to the door. Peter just a knocking. Rhoda comes to the door, Brother Colbert. And I guess Rhoda did one of these. And ran back. I often sometimes look at that. I say, were they really praying sincerely? She ran back and she said, "Y'all," I'm going to paraphrase, but I think she was saying, y'all, what y'all been praying about? The person who you praying for, he's at the front door." They say, "Oh Lord, she done drank too much Kool-Aid. She done drank too much Kool-Aid. She must be seeing a ghost." But guess what? Peter kept on knocking. Go back and read it. When they finally opened the door, Peter got up in there and told them exactly what happened. And the only thing Peter said, "Tell the rest of my brother." And God took Peter off the scene right there. Not killed him. But he did it for a purpose. Because if you keep reading the 12th chapter, it lets you know that Herod Agrippa died. But Peter survived. All because of intercessory prayer. Because the church prayed for him. You don't get nothing else out of what I said today. It's important that we pray one for another. That might be somebody here today. You haven't given your life to Christ. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that now. God loves you. He sent his son down here to die for you so that you can have the right to the tree of life. And if you're here, we're going to ask you to come. Praise God. Amen. You all may be seated. Amen. Let us, those who want to come, come around the altar. Come around the altar. If you don't, and you don't have, stand right where you are.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served